With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Joe DeHoyos about being face to face with the dead. Let me ask you this, Joe, because I know you are into the world of Bigfoot and such. And I want to talk about that because I know you have a lot of knowledge in that area. The world of ghosts, you know, you said the big three, if you will, the ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot. Do you feel that the three of them sometimes intersect or collide, where someone may feel there's something ghostly going on, and maybe it's something in the world of UFOs, maybe it's something in the world of Bigfoot or cryptids or things of that nature, and we're misidentifying what is going on because our mind, you know, we've already assigned what we think this is going to be that's going on,
right?
When in reality, maybe it's something else.
Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of Bigfooting, of course, and I think there's actually a lot of paranormal stuff that goes on in the woods. You know, a lot of these woods have a lot of history. Mm-hmm. I don't think Bigfoot is a paranormal entity, but I think, you know, the paranormal and the UFO and the cryptid world, they all do have a crossover. And for whatever reason, there are certain places or regions that attract all these three entities, you know. So yeah, I think that there's some crossover. I don't necessarily think that they're all related. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something to that too, you know.
Bigfoot obviously is one thing, and I want to get your insight onto that in just a few minutes. But there's obviously many other cryptid type things that are out there that people claim to see, that people believe they've had experiences with, whether it be something from, you know, Mothman to Goatman to you name it. Some of those also have stories attached to them that make them beyond just kind of the idea that there's a species out there that is rare that we don't see much of, and we're just not capturing it very well. It's very elusive. Some to the point where they can almost disappear, almost just ghosts would appear and reappear. And others seem to have other abilities that are not earthly, if you will. Right. What's your take on those sort of things that are out there, people spotting them in desolate forests, in the woods, that just cannot be explained, but have very, you know, beast-like characteristics to them? And one would almost assume that they are some sort of animal until they take on these properties that no animal could have.
I definitely believe in the supernatural. So I think there is some stuff out there that is supernatural, and they get, you know, lumped in with the Bigfoot, or they get lumped in with aliens, or get lumped in with the paranormal. So I do believe in that. So I do think that there's something out there, and maybe some of it is paranormal. Paranormal. Maybe some of it is demonic. Maybe some of it is alien, you know, but so I do think that there is something out there that we just really, really don't know. There's not really enough research to really make a true statement about what's going on. But I think there's something going on for sure.
Yeah.
Other than just Bigfoot, other than just aliens, and other than just paranormal.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Getting more specific, it's so hard to do so. All this is just, again, opinion based. Here's an interesting question, and I just want your opinion on it. I don't think I've ever asked this before, but it just kind of came to mind as we're talking about, you know, paranormal activity in the woods, forests, what have you. Do you think having paranormal experiences, meaning more so those that would be ghostly, spiritual, and things of that nature, are those exclusive experiences to humans? Or do you feel that maybe out there in the woods, in the forest, you know, there's all sorts of wildlife? Do they ever encounter things that are ghostly, whether it be, you know, the spirits of other animals or other entities of some sort that try to influence them?
You know, I would say, you know, I guess we don't know for sure because we can't talk to the animals, but
sure.
I don't see why not. I mean, you know, my dog definitely had a few instances where he was like just running around each room like he was on a mission, like he was looking for something, you know? Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't that happen out in the woods? You know, if it happens to us out there in the woods, you know?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Because quite often, you know, we have the experiences where our pets seem to see something, but it's in connection with us being there right next to them. And we're like, what are they barking at? What's the cat look? You know, there's nothing. I don't see anything there, but they seem to be sensing something. So I one would think out in the woods, deer, bear, whatever it may be, you have to wonder, independent of us not witnessing this happen, I wonder how often they are sensing these sorts of things, possibly even more frequently than we are because of their heightened senses in the forest. And then you have to kind of run to, well, why would the forest be so ripe with activity, especially places that really don't have a history of being inhabited by humans at all, but has been inhabited by animals? So it makes you wonder, well, just because people haven't been there, many animals have, and they've come and they've gone. Right. One would have to wonder, well, that might just be it right there. It's almost kind of a selfish viewpoint or narcissistic viewpoint of us always thinking because we're, you know, human is in the mix, then of course then something could happen. But why would it not be animal related? Right. So tell me about your interest in Bigfoot. What started you in that direction of being curious about that topic?
It goes back to my childhood once again. You know, all the same stories that I said growing up, you know.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't start going out until like 2011, 2012, and I basically used my family as bait, you know, without knowing. And, you know, especially my kids. And it didn't take long before I started learning, you know, what to do, what not to do, and what was Bigfoot and what wasn't Bigfoot. Because at the time, you know, every little snap would, oh, my God, that has to be a Bigfoot, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's a learning curve. And it's something that just really, really just kind of drives me. And I can't explain it. It's I love doing it, you know. It's just, I was out this past weekend. So it's just, it's just, I just, I have to do it. I don't know how else to explain it. I have to do it.
No. Tell me, because various people have different definitions of what they view Bigfoot as being. Obviously, all opinion based. But to you, if someone asked you, how would you define a Bigfoot? What would you say?
I would say it's a non-human primate. You know, I don't think it's. I know there's a lot of speculation out there, and of course, mine is all speculation too. I think it's a primate, but it's just a non-human primate. I think it's a flesh and blood creature. I think there is something else out there, you know, whether it be supernatural or paranormal. Mm-hmm. I think there is something else out there, but what I'm looking for is the flesh and blood, you know, creature.
When you've been out there and searching and doing your own studies on this, what have you found? What continues to drive you back in search of this?
A lot of it is just the vocals. I've never had a sighting, but I guess you can call it like the peripheral encounters, you know, the vocals, the stick throwing, the rock throwing, the eye shine, the footsteps. That's what keeps me going out there. A little bit of the fear, a little bit of the adrenaline. Mm-hmm. A lot of places that we go out and research, it's not done from a campsite. It's done from, you know, out in the woods off some old dirt road somewhere, you know. So it's just it's a lot of the fear, a lot of the adrenaline, you know,
what,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, give me an example. Tell me about some of the experiences that you've had, maybe not necessarily visually having a straight-on sighting, but tell me about some of them that have, you know, amped up your adrenaline and have made you wonder, were you somewhat close to the presence of a Bigfoot?
We were out camping one night. It was just me and a friend of mine named Shane. We were out in his secluded area, and we were having sticks breaking all around us, all in our perimeter. We were hearing footsteps. We saw eye shine, and then we heard this scream. It was like a blood curdling scream, and it terrified us. It was like, what the hell was just, you know, was that scream?
You said blood curdling, but is there any way to compare it to anything?
You know, at the time, I had always heard people saying it was like a woman being murdered, you know, or gutted alive, and that's exactly what it sounded like.
Oh, wow. Know? I mean, so not something you can write off as going, oh, that's a raccoon.
Right. Yeah, you couldn't say, because, you know, fox and bobcats, they make some crazy screams.
Sure.
But this was definitely not that, you know. Even owls can make some crazy screams, and this was not that. There was another instance where I had a dog whistle, and I tell everyone all the time, I don't recommend the dog whistle, but someone had told me to take a dog whistle, and I had a dog whistle, and I blew it like four or five times, and this growl came back, and it was like went from point A to point B and hit us right in the chest. You know, it didn't, as loud as this growl was, it didn't fill up the forest like you would think. It was like it was projected straight towards us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whatever it was didn't like that dog whistle. And that was a pretty terrifying event. And that was in the daytime, you know. Those are probably two of the scariest moments that I've had. You know, like I said, I've seen the eye shine. I've heard the footsteps. But I guess those vocals are really what kind of does it for me.
Well, eye shine, define that. What does that mean?
At nighttime, whether we have a light source or not, you can see these glowing eyes. The only eye shine I've ever seen are these red glowing eyes. I've seen those like three times. I've heard other people describe them other different ways. But the eye shine that I've seen personally were just red glowing eyes. I mean, they look like LED lights. I know some people think they're self-luminescent. I don't think that's possible, you know, just done under the research that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do know that certain fish can do that. Apparently, but I don't know if a mammal can do that, you know.
These are terrifying encounters, it sounds like, you've had out there, hearing the screams and eye shine. I mean, these sound, you know, I mean, it sounds very scary. What keeps you there? I mean, when you have an experience like that, you hear the screams. Do you stay in the woods? Do you run back to a vehicle somewhere and get the hell out of there? How do you handle that when you have those moments?
I stand my ground. As scared as I've been, and on that particular night that I had that scream, we actually went to that area because there's this big pond. So we went and walked around that pond, and I always go out armed, not just for Bigfoot or not even really for Bigfoot, because you're not going to take one down with a 45, but you know, for other animals. But I took my pistol out anyway, and I wound up reholstering it because I was shaking so bad. You know, my hand was just shaking. I said, man, I don't have any business holding a gun. I got to put it back. So I wound up, you know, holstering it, but I don't know. We need to find out, you know, we need to bring this more out into the open and get more of the public involved, I think, and or at least aware of what's going on.
The prospect of what they are, I mean, it sounds like it could be terrifying, yet to my knowledge, and I'm not very knowledgeable on this subject, so that really means absolutely nothing. There hasn't, and correct me if I'm wrong, has there been any cases or much of cases where individuals have been attacked or anything by these sort of figures, or is it mainly just they're almost more afraid of us than we are of them?
There's been plenty of what I call aggressive encounters, where these things run people out of their woods, out of their camps. There's been my primary research is done in the Samuelston Forest, which is about an hour north of Houston, an hour drive. Mm-hmm. And we've come across just camps that are just been abandoned, you know, just out there in the woods. I mean, the ice chests are there, the chairs are there, the tent is still standing, you know, sleeping bags are in the tent. And yeah. These tents have been here a while and unused. You know, you have the forest debris all over it, mold all over it, you know. So it's not like that. Sometimes you do get homeless people out there who live out there.
Sure.
But you can definitely tell that these camps were just abandoned and whoever it was didn't even come back. And hopefully those people, nothing bad happened to them. Hopefully they just decided to leave. So we come across that kind of stuff and... I've heard tons of the aggressive encounters. Like I said, me going out this past weekend was a result of an aggressive encounter where, you know, this guy and his team, they were a paranormal team, got surrounded by these creatures and they were really, really in fear of their life. So they got the hell out of there.
So it wasn't just an encounter of one. Do they? Because oftentimes I think we picture this as being, you know, Harry and the Hendersons, and there's one of them out there just kind of by itself. This, what you're describing, was a group of them?
Right. Yeah, he said there was at least six of them, and they got, you know, triangled off, and it scared him. He said he was just, as he was walking his way back to his car, he said he was waiting to get snatched up, and he just knew he was going to die.
Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah, they were all terrified. The one he saw was about 9.5 foot tall.
Do they have variations in terms of geographics in different parts of the country, different parts of the world, in terms of their attributes, their height, their personality, their aggressiveness, things of that nature, even looks?
Yeah, there's quite a few types. There's one that looks like the Patty type, you know, from the Patterson-Gimlin.
Okay.
Film. There's that one. There's one that looks more ape-like. There's one that got the snout that they call the Dog Man. And then there's one that looks more like a Neanderthal. And then you have like the Yowie. And of course the Yeti, the world famous Yeti. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are different types, different variations or species, I guess you could say, or maybe subspecies of these creatures. Yeah. Here in North America, I think we had the four types, like the Patty type, and the Neanderthal type, and the one with the snout, that the Dog Man, and then the one that looks more ape-like. And as far as their sizes, I always hear that they're smaller here in the southern part of the U.S., but, you know, sometimes, like I said, the guy this weekend, the one he saw was 9.5 foot tall, so I'd call that pretty big.
Opinion-wise here, and we'll close on this, why is it, do you think, that we've never come across, a body of one of these things, or had a close enough encounter with video that is, you know, truly, truly convincing, especially with the technology that we have today, that is just clear as day, you know, where there's no arguing this, you know, the only other explanation is someone got in a suit and walked around and someone videotaped it. Why is it that we've never found bodies? Why is it that we've never had more solid evidence with it seemingly these being in all different parts of the country enough to identify different almost species and versions of these things?
Well, I think unless you're walking around with a camera in your hand, mm-hmm. you know, at the ready, you're not going to get a good picture of anything.
Yeah.
I've talked to bird watchers, and they've told me the same thing. They're like, you know what, we've searched for rare birds all over the country, and you see one, and by the time you get your camera up, the sucker takes off, and you're like, you know. So you got to have your camera in the ready at all times. And even people who have their camera in their hand don't even think to take a picture of one of these things when they see it. You know, that's the last thing on their mind.
Sure.
As far as the bodies, you know, nature takes care of itself so well. You know, we went out a week ago and we found a hog. So we went back out to the same area to see if the hog was still there. All that was left was just bones and the skin,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I imagine next week the whole thing will be gone.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Joe DeHoyos. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program today. And a big thank you to you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without your support. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.